For the first time, let's welcome Trinity College President Joanne Berger Sweeney. Madam President, good morning, good morning, good morning. I had to say that.
Oh, good morning to you. Thank you.
Now,
how are you today?
I'm so excited about this. When I started talking about it this morning, that you were going to be here and what this is going to do for our area. And perhaps for those who don't know about Emphasis, you could tell us just what kind of a company this is.
Right. So Emphasis is a company that provides digital technology consulting services to organizations across the spectrum and across the world. And they are working with the state of Connecticut and Hartford specifically to bring 1,000 new jobs to Hartford.
Well, I didn't know that, but boy, oh boy, oh boy, what a launch, what a launch. You know, how does something like this happen? Because people will wonder how Trinity is just a magnificent school. There's no question about that. We all know that. But how do you pull something off where we can get something like we're going to have?
Right. So that's a great question. This started when I was invited by Commissioner Catherine Smith to participate with a small group of presidents as part of a team to try and encourage Infosys to come to Connecticut and to come to Hartford specifically. And I was very interested at that point to meet the president of Infosys, Ravi Kumar, as well as a number of other people in the, on their Infosys team. And it was clear to me that they were interested in being someplace that had an educational ecosystem, was the way they described it, where, and I know that was because they were very interested in the talent pool. So from there, I really didn't hear very much about Infosys for 6 months until I read in the paper that Infosys had decided to come to Connecticut. At that point,
wow.
Sonia Cardenas, who's our Dean of Academic Affairs and Strategic Initiatives, took over and was in direct contact with the president of Infosys to say, how can Trinity help you and how can you help Trinity? And they conversed over the last 4 months to create this partnership that we announced last week. So it was a lot of hard work, discussion, back and forth, thinking about what Trinity College needs and our students need, and also thinking about the talent needs of Infosys.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking with Trinity College President Joanne Berger Sweeney and Infosys, which is going to be joining Trinity College. And, I'll tell you, this is truly a miracle in a way, because Trinity has always had this tremendous background. You have added so much to the college, and to be able to bring an organization, because you say Infosys to somebody and they won't know what you're talking about, now that you've been with us, and I hope in the future, when all of this gets going, that we can make something right here that the audience will be able to hear and to just look at it and say, my gosh, look what we've got here in Connecticut and what it's going to do. How many jobs did you say that it's going to make?
Infosys is talking about bringing 1,000 jobs to the state of Connecticut, to right here to Hartford, which is really quite amazing. And so, as you can imagine, for a company, they're very interested in the talent their talent pool to create those jobs. And we know that higher education is generating an incredible number of students here in Connecticut. There are more than 30,000 students in higher education amongst the different institutions here in Hartford, in the greater Hartford area. And so Infosys recognized that important talent pool, and what we were able to show them was the importance of the liberal arts as a talent pool for digital technology. I think people generally think about the STEM fields, you know, science, technology, engineering, and math, as important for digital technology. But we were emphasizing the importance of the kinds of analytical skills and soft skills that are developed in a liberal arts education as being incredibly powerful for the workforce of the future, including digital technology. So we wanted to make sure that this incredible talent pool doesn't leave out the kinds of liberal arts graduates that we generate, because we do believe that we are training and educating the leaders of the future.
Well, I'll tell you what you're doing. You are bringing Hartford back. It's already started to come back, but with what you are doing and the presentation, it's going to be incredible for so many, many young people that Hartford will be what it almost was at one time, but wasn't. But with something like this, with Trinity College and Infosys, what did it feel like the first time that you met them and that you felt that you were going to be able to pull this off?
Right. So it was so refreshing to speak to a company that understood and appreciated the power of liberal arts training. And they were even saying to us that liberal arts training doesn't exist in India. It really is something very specialized here in the United States. And that people come out of liberal arts training with incredible analytical skills, incredible oral and written presentation skills, and a really important factor, which is the love of learning and the desire to learn their entire lifetimes. Because we know that people are going to retrain and retrain and have more. Most of the young people who are coming through school now will have 4, 5, 6, 7 different jobs in their career. So what we particularly are doing in the liberal arts is training people to learn, educating them to want to learn their entire lifetime, to teach themselves new skills based on the analytical skills that they have picked up in their liberal arts training. And to speak to a company that understood and wanted to invest in that kind of training for the future of digital technology was just exciting. I hadn't dealt with company or an industry that had that kind of appreciation for the liberal arts and was willing to invest in it. So those initial conversations that I had, accompanied with the conversations that Sonia Cardenas had in our organization, just were exciting. I mean, we would come back from these interactions charged and recognizing that our liberal arts graduates, kind of in the words of, kind of the technology field, can be the future disruptors because our students know how to ask next generation questions, not just answer and solve problems that other people have come up with, but think about what the new questions are going to be to carry the industry forward. So I would say our partnership, I believe, is invigorating for both parties.
Trinity College President Joanne Berger Sweeney, my very, very special guest. You don't know how proud I am to sit here and to talk with someone like yourself who is going to be putting something into Hartford like it's never had before. This will be a first, and this is the great story that you tell this morning, and I'm just so honored that you chose this program to tell that story. Now, the folks from Infosys,
yes.
What are they like? I'm sure you've met them. Of course you have. What are they like?
I would say they are fast-paced, interesting, thoughtful people who are driven to create a new future for digital technology.
Wow.
Again, it's a very exciting partnership. And Trinity College is in and of Hartford. So to be able to see this kind of catalytic partnership right here in our home city is something that makes Trinity extremely proud. And we do feel as though Trinity is a part of kind of the part of the mix of bringing back Hartford, bringing jobs, bringing talent, and an educated population, back to Hartford. And we just couldn't be more thrilled to be a part of it.
You know what I call it? The new Hartford.
Hmm.
Really, this is magnificent what you have pulled off. How long now has it been that you have been the president at Trinity?
So this is the start of my fifth year, or I'm now in my fifth year as president, and it has gone by very, very quickly. What I have learned in those 5 years is what an incredible, beautiful place Hartford, Connecticut is. I always thought that Hartford got a bad rap. Once I moved here and saw the kind of arts and culture and talent pool, the incredible number of students and industry and the kind of experiences that we can offer our students in this liberal arts setting, as I said, but also connected very deeply to a city. That kind of urban educational experience is one that very, very few liberal arts colleges can offer. So I think that Trinity is very lucky to be in Hartford, but also Hartford is quite lucky to have the talents of, Trinity College graduates infused throughout every industry.
You just hit a home run with that statement. But really, this is an honor for me, and I've been waiting for this. And I just, when I found out it was going to happen, and when I found out that you were going to be here and announce this, because I grew up in Connecticut. I love Connecticut, and have been here for many years. And to have something that can set the fire off, and that's what this is going to do. This is not only going to be what you are doing, but because of what you are doing and the way you're doing it, it's going to set off so many things in this city of Hartford. There's no question.
I think that you're right. And one thing that I would love for people to think when they think about Hartford is, what an amazing college town. We have such incredible talent here. We have great institutions of higher education. And I think UConn just moving to downtown Hartford is a very, very big move for the city. The kinds of transportation that allows us to have connections with our other partners throughout Connecticut, whether that be Yale or the University of New Haven, Wesleyan, Connecticut College. We are really an intellectual powerhouse. And now, I think catalytic partnerships like this are going to allow us to come together as a unit to propel Connecticut, and particularly the Hartford area, forward. We've always been the center of government. I think we are now going to be considered the center of, you know, one of the intellectual centers of Connecticut, as well as a center for digital technology. A recent report from the Brookings Institute placed Hartford as one of the top 10 cities for technology in the country.
Wow.
Which is amazing. And I don't know that most of the people who are listening to your program understand how powerful Hartford is in the technology area and how we will continue to attract talent into this area because of the great industries that are here, like, you know, our Travelers and our Aetnas and our Hartfords, but also because of the educational talent that's here. We have all of the right ingredients to be a top-tier technology city in the country. All of the talent is here.
Well, Madam President, I'm glad that you were able to do this morning. I really am. And I hope that we can meet individually. I'd love to meet you. I've heard so much about you, and I just want you to be a part of what we do, because we can help you in many ways, and we want to help you as much as you need.
Oh, that's really wonderful. And I think that now is the time for just a little bit of faith and a lot of backbone to make sure that we continue this positive arc for the city. Sometimes people in Connecticut can be a little down on themselves. I think now is the time to be optimistic. And I think programs like this really help people understand that Hartford is moving forward.
Trinity College President Joanne Berger Sweeney, my very, very special guest. Well, again, this has been an honor for me. This has been something that I know that our listeners will enjoy, and I know what this will do for the city of Hartford. And it's so great to have you here, and what you have done, and especially for coming here this morning, so that my radio audience could appreciate what Trinity College has done and will continue to do, and even more. President Joanne Berger Sweeney, Madam President, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.